Revelation chapter 19. I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True. With justice, he judges and he wages war. His eyes are like blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. He has a name written on him that no one knows but himself. But I don't know, who is he talking about here? Jesus. Now, he is dressed in a robe dipped in blood. And his name is who? The Word of God. But it's talking about Jesus. He's talking about Jesus, but it says that Jesus is known as the Word of God. Now, Bazan, this is what we need to understand. Everything that is invested in the person of Jesus is invested in the Word. Now, let me ask this. How many of you want a Jesus who can turn water into wine? Bazalwane, I know you guys. Please answer. Amen. Ninazga, praise God. Like, oh Jesus, if only you could turn this water into wine. Sipping saints, come on. How many of us? I mean, those who are banting, this is probably not that exciting. How many of us want a Jesus who can multiply 5 loaves and 2 fish? I mean, what a Jesus. How many of us want a Jesus who can stand outside of Lazarus' tomb and say, Lazarus, come out? Who wants that Jesus? How many of us want a Jesus who will open up blind eyes? How many of us want a Jesus who can walk on the water? How many of us want a Jesus who can rise from the dead? How many of us want a Jesus who can raise the paralytic? Come on, somebody, if you want that Jesus, you can get him in the Word, because the same power that is invested in his person is invested in his Word. I will get my healing from the Word. I will get my provision in the Word. I will get my deliverance in the Word. I am not absent. I do not lack God because I do not lack the Word. Thy word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against it. As long as I've got the Word, I've got Jesus. I've got sweet Jesus, the bright and the morning star, the root and the offspring of David, the lion of the tribe of Judah. I've got him, because